Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us. Jesus replied, Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time sweep you of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, because for you to enter into the kingdom of God, if one eye, then with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said, those who are not against us is with us. The disciple John told Jesus that someone using his name to work miracles, to cast out devil, and he stopped him. But Jesus said, don't do that. Those who are not against us is with us. Jesus' heart is so large. Also at times we also very little minded. We have to learn from Jesus. It's all, of course, not always easy. There's people of different ideas. Some years ago, I was on a trip with a group of pastors, Protestant pastors, to the place of Martin Luther, because that year is the 500 years anniversary. On all the way, we have our own mass and they have their own ceremony, but the rest, we are together. Well, it takes time for them to accept the Blessed Sacrament. The important is that we keep this friendship. We work together. We pray together. That's beautiful. Also, we have to learn that we are also always blessing other people, even they do not share our idea. St. Paul also said very clearly, even people against you, give them blessing. This beautiful, positive thinking. Only then we can have this communion of soul, that we can share the unity that Jesus expects from us. Let us pray that one day we all be one. Before that time, we just pray that we live up to the word of God, always blessing.